Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Monday morning, let's catch up with Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Gilly. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going very well. You're joining us this morning from one of the most beautiful places in Australia. You're down in South Australia at the moment.
Oh, it's just incredible. I don't know if people have been to Port Lincoln before, but this is just a stunning spot. And sort of speaking to you from a beautiful beach with no one around for hundreds of kilometres. And it's just been a stunning part of the world. I've never been before and had a tremendous experience yesterday.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, my weekend was fairly normal. Bit of kids' footy, a bit of music, playing some gigs here and there. How was your weekend?
Yeah, well, I went face-to-face with a 4-metre great white shark.
You went diving with sharks yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. And I tell you what, it's something that I've been petrified of, and it's one of my fears. It really is. It's something that I've always been afraid of. I've been fishing with the old man since I was six, and always getting in the little tinny Sydney Harbour. Always, what about shark? I remember seeing my first hammerhead shark surface, and always had this fear of sharks. And yesterday, at the age of 51, I finally did something to confront it and got in a cage, and the old adrenaline racing and all the things we've talked about, it was quite amazing. And the things that I talk about on a daily basis in my job, you know, talking to people about their limiting beliefs and their fears, all came to fruition, because there I am on a boat with a three-hour hike on a huge, gorgeous boat out from Port Lincoln to Neptune Island, and and we're watching these 4-metre beasts, just unbelievable, underneath the boat.
And so you're still safely within the confines of the boat at this stage?
Oh, in the boat, but then they put you on the wetsuit and the weights.
So they make you look like a seal, which I believe is the great white shark's favourite fare.
Oh, yeah, and we go past the fur seals that they normally eat. We know where they are. But then they put you in the cage. It's all very safe and really professionally done. But bottom line is, we jumped in. You got the mask, the sort of oxygen attachments. And you're only like just underneath the surface of the water in this cage. And then we had two of them actually, great white sharks just circling. And I was quite literally, if I put my hand out, I could have brushed him easily. And this thing just slowly going past. And one thing I realised, the fear quickly turned into an appreciation and an amazement. That's what it was. Like at first I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here we go. And you know that they're not going to come in. They
because
can't.
Do you fall into this sense that, okay, the water's okay, I'm safe within the confines of the cage, and now why am I here? And then you find the appreciation. Is that sort of what happened?
In a way it was, because it was almost like finally confronting it, and then when you're there, the sense turns to awe. That's what it is. It's awe. You're in awe of these things. So I became quite calm and at peace. It was phenomenal, even though these amazing things are just circling. They're circling it. And one bumped us from underneath. That increased the adrenaline a bit. So he circled and he went underneath and he knocked us from underneath. And so you get these jolts. And because you're in their space and they are the kings, the apex predator, it turned from fear to an absolute awe. And honestly, we were down there for half an hour. It felt like 5 minutes. Yeah. Came back out, and I remember all the other guys on the boat, because it was 16 of us. We got out, and it must have been the look on my face. They just started laughing at me, because I must have had a grin from ear to ear. So one of the most incredible things to do, I would strongly recommend it to anyone. We were very, very, very fortunate, because the weather was great, the seas were good, and they hadn't seen a great white for 9 weeks.
Oh, wow. So
they saw one the day before, and then we saw three, actually, the day we went out yesterday. So we were very, very fortunate.
Wow.
And it was an experience confronting a fear, but also just being at one with nature, like I am right now as I'm speaking to you, overlooking this amazing ocean here, the Great Bight, Great Australian Bight. It's just been a tremendous time. You can probably hear it in my voice.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Well done. And, mate, I must say, we missed it last time we spoke, but happy 51st birthday for last week, I believe it was.
That's right. Thank you very much, mate. Yeah, getting on now, but being so fortunate to enjoy life like we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Facing fears this morning, and my guest has done it well and truly, swimming with great white sharks, Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. Good to chat, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks, Gilly.